Welcome to the Summer of Peace, a free global online event designed to help you find inner peace and to take inspired action. The Summer of Peace is a production of the Shift Network, and this Spirituality and Peace series is co-produced with Gaia Field Project. This Sunday series features meditations and prayers led by spiritual teachers from many different traditions. This weekly offering culminates on September 21st, the International Day of Peace, with Be the Peace, one of the largest synchronized global meditations in the world. We are grateful that you're here. Please do share your questions or insights with us at www.facebook.com/shiftnetwork. And now, your host for this call, David Nickel, director and co-founder of the Gaia Field Project.
Okay, so welcome everyone to the Spirituality and Peace series, part of the Summer of Peace program and a production of the Shift Network. My name is David Nickel, director of the Gaia Field Project. So glad you're joining us today. I'm especially excited to introduce our special guest, Dr. Joseph Michael Levery. Dr. Levery is an internationally renowned spiritual leader, a mystic, composer, author, and lecturer on the topics of self-healing, practical spirituality, and self-actualization. He's the founder of Nam Yoga, a unique practical system of self-healing, which unites the spiritual doctrines of the East with Western mysticism, healing arts, ancient yogic practices, mathematics of spirituality, and the laws of nature. Today, he travels the globe to spread the healing messages of this divine spiritual wisdom. His 37 CDs, comprised of mathematically produced healing vibrations, 10 certification courses and lifestyle programs, and 7 books translated into multiple languages, have been the subject of countless testimonials for their help with health, family, psychological well-being, and career advancement. Dr. Levery's life mission has led to the creation of 13 worldwide Nam Yoga centers, with its international headquarters located in Los Angeles, a 501c3 nonprofit whose community outreach program has offered free classes to over 10,000 people, many with specific health challenges. In addition, Dr. Levery has led 3 world record-breaking Nam Yoga superclasses for peace in Mexico City. They've been up to 21,000 people attending these super classes, and we'll talk more about that in our discussion here. The next super class is November 29th, 2015, in Mexico City, and over 100,000 people are expected to participate. So, Dr. Levery, it's truly a joy to have you on the program. Welcome.
Thank you. It's a privilege. It's a pleasure to be part of this program.
Thank you. Thank you. So, Dr. Levery, let's start with Nam Yoga. What exactly is Nam Yoga, and how did it emerge for you?
For the first time in the history of the world, the science of yoga and the mystical science of the Western world have been put together in order to create a mighty technology which creates a platform for self-healing. But most importantly, it causes one to experience unconditional love, which means to have the capacity to see God in every teachings, every sacred teachings, to see God in oneself, and to see God in everyone. Being able to do that allow one to actually create the platform for healthy coexistence. This, because this world needs for us to experience the reality of unconditional love. So by bringing yoga, which takes care of the nervous system, the glandular system, and the blood, with the Kabbalah, or the mystical science of the Western world, which allow us to understand the laws of nature, how the universe works, by doing that, then we make decisions that are healthy. We make decisions that contribute to a positive evolution of humankind. And we realize that we're living in a world that is very sacred. The whole existence is God's temple. We are living in a sacred world. And we are realizing that the breath of life is sacred. It gives us sacredness. So therefore, by having that understanding and seeing God in His various teachings, we are able to behave in a way as to become a blessing to everyone on the planet.
Beautiful. So how would you describe Nam Yoga as being different from other forms of yoga that people may know?
Nam is the power of the word. That's what Nam is. In the scripture, they say, in the beginning was the word. The entire universe comes from the word. Speech is the language of the physical world. And Nam is the language of the heaven. So we speak to the angels, the archangels, and to divinity with Nam. So if you think of the tongue as the masculine principle and the lips as the feminine principle, when they come together, they give birth to speech. And when you take speech to the next level, then we have Nam, which is sacred words. So Nam, in essence, is a combination and permutation of sacred words that are directed and redirected within the human body in order to create a platform for self-healing and harmony. And this is done by changing the molecular vibrations of the body and raising the frequency. But Nam Yoga is different in the sense that Nam Yoga is very musical because it uses music as the language of harmony. It uses music as the language of the heart to regulate the entire body through both tone and rhythm. The human body is a sacred instrument, and that instrument needs to be kept in proper tune. Otherwise, it gets out of order. Nam maintains the proper tone, the proper note of each person, so that your mind, your body, your spirit can be balanced. When we vibrate our own note, then we are in rhythm with the pitch for which we were created. When you lose your rhythm, you need the wisdom of music to bring it back. Because music is rhythm and tones. And health is perfect rhythm and tone. When our health is out of order, when we're not happy, it means that our inner music is not working out. So Nam Yoga, through the harmony of rhythm of music, bring us in a state of harmony and rhythm. And this is done in a way that we can come back to a state of balance, a state of peace. And because health needs a healing rhythm in your blood, in the speed of your blood, a rhythm between your glandular system, your nervous system, and this is what Nam Yoga does, and does it so beautifully.
And so what does a Nam Yoga class actually look like in terms of the components that you use, incorporating the sound and all of that? What does someone actually do in a Nam Yoga class?
In a Nam Yoga class, we use the power breath for the mind. We breathe for the mind. And we use various powerful breaths that impact the body. Within a minute, the body from hair to toes is vibrating with the life force. And we exercise to take care of the physical body. Physical body need to be taken care of, need to be sustained so that the spirit, the soul can do its work. But we chant for the soul. We vibrate Nam for the soul. Because when the soul is healthy, it takes care of the physical body and the mind. Because the mind and the physical body were given to us to experience the earth, but they do not give us permanent happiness. The soul gives us permanent happiness. Therefore, Nam, by working on the soul, opens the heart so you can touch the light of the soul. And then you can understand the reality of unconditional love, which keeps the entire universe together.
Thank you. So, Dr. Lever, I've heard it said that Nam Yoga is more than yoga. I'm just wondering if you could elaborate on that, what that means.
Nam Yoga is more than yoga because of the learning of the various laws of nature. By working with the laws of nature, we take personal responsibility because if the yoga aspect takes care of, yes, the nervous system, the glandular system, yes, the blood, yes, we take care of the mind, body, and spirit, but we have to realize that we're living in a universe that is orderly. Therefore, We have to work with nature. We cannot violate the laws of nature, because when we violate the laws of nature, we're disturbing the harmony in the entire universe, because we are forgetting that we are all interconnected. Everything is kept together by the spirit of love. And by acting from the heart, when we move from our head through a practice and then come to our heart, then we understand the sacredness of life. We understand the holiness of life. We realize that the mineral kingdom is sacred. The vegetable kingdom is sacred. The animal kingdom is sacred. The human kingdom is sacred. The angelic kingdom is sacred. We are all interconnected. As a result, we take responsibility to generate actions that are very healthy. So working the laws of nature is important, because it brings us closer to nature. And the yoga takes care of the various aspects of us, which is extremely important, but we live in a universe that we have to understand, because the laws of nature behave like traffic light. If you have the red light, it tells you stop, because if you don't stop, you disturb the harmony of the universe, because you may create an accident and endanger somebody else or yourself. When it goes green, you say, you have the way, you have to go. Yellow means be a little more careful. So the laws of nature allow us to become a little more conscious, which means we move from unconsciousness to consciousness. And then we start to think in a way that is positive. We start to feel in a way that is positive. We start to speak in a way that is positive. We start to act in a way that is positive. And we behave in a way that is positive, because we understand that the way we think, the way we feel, the way we speak, the way we act, the way we behave, contribute to a positive evolution of humankind, create a platform for peace, a platform for love, a platform for light.
Is there an actual effect on the brain of this practice that you're aware of?
Yes. Where there is numb, the brain is happy. Numb makes the brain happy. Numb gives a massage to the brain, because numb is a vibration. There are nerves from the brain and the spine that goes everywhere all over the body. Numb is sound, and sound power rule the universe. Everything is completely put in order by the proper sound. And what NAM does, it changes the brain wave. It causes the brain to work better, because through vibrations, what NAM does, it increases the circulation of energy to the brain. It stimulates the brain nerve cell. As a result, there is increased vitality. The brain starts functioning better. The memory works better. Intelligence work better, because if we want to change our lives, we have to change our brain. The brain is our command center. The spine is our supply center. Yes, we have to work from the heart, but we have to work on the brain. Of course, we have to open the heart. We have to make the heart healthy, so that the heart can send beautiful, healthy nerve impulses, energy impulses to the brain through the vagus nerves. So when we change the personality by changing the brain waves, and we get rid of anxiety, we take away depression, we take away hostility, we take away anger, and the person has a positive personality, and they become a very positive citizen and a respectful citizen for the right of others, and they behave in a way that creates a platform for peace in our world. Our world needs peace. It needs love. It needs light. It is crying for it. And we have to make those changes by working in our brain, and that's what NAM does. And NAM does many other things other than the brain. It affects the spiritual body. It affects, it washes away the karma. It opens the heart. So one can find what they love, they can do what they love, and then love what they do.
Yeah, it sounds like a really beautiful and dynamic practice. One of the aspects of it that struck me as very interesting is that you do the practices, the chants, and the meditations in different languages and drawing from different traditions. I'm just wondering if you could speak to that and the purpose behind. behind that and the effect of that that you notice?
This is a beautiful question. Yes, indeed. It is important for us to understand how interconnected we are all. We have to move beyond the illusion of separateness. We have to move beyond the unhealthy conditioning that prevents us from seeing God in every sacred teachings. When we don't see God in every sacred teachings, we create a platform for war, for fight, for hatred. We have to see God in everyone. We have to see God in ourselves. So in Nam Yoga, everybody is welcome. Nam Yoga is for everyone. There's no distinction. It doesn't matter what you look like, where you come from, you will feel comfortable at home. You will feel like when you're doing Nam Yoga, you are home. Why? Because in Nam Yoga, we have sacred word, sacred mantra from various traditions. From Judaism, we have Hebrew. From Christianity, we have Latin. From Sikhism, we have Gurmukhi. Hinduism, we have Sanskrit, and on and on and on. So people can feel at home when they do Nam Yoga. But at the same time, by a person who is Christian doing Shema, which is from Judaic origin, they understand Judaism. They are comfortable. And the person who has a Judaism as a background, doing Latin, suddenly understand how, you know, it all merges together. Because underneath the division, there is the one. Underneath the illusion of division, there is the one. That's why now we say ekonkar. Everything comes from one. So in essence, all teachings come from the one source, which is the divine. When they leave the divine world and come to the earth, which is yet to become a perfect place, they are fragmented. It's like the light that is being refracted through a prism. So they are divided in various spaces. So you have the white color that's divided in the seven colors symbolically of the rainbow. And people fight unnecessarily, waste so much energy. You have a person that has the red teaching, say, oh, these are the best teaching on the earth. Person that has the yellow teaching, say, oh, I have the best thing, the orange. And people start becoming so confused because they cannot go beyond the illusion of separateness. By Nam Yoga, bringing all of the colors together, I mean, all of the teaching together, is intelligently. No, intelligently, it has to be done intelligently. By bringing the East and the West together, we have a chance to taste at the original formula before it was refracted. All the missing element, we have a chance to understand them. Suddenly, everything makes sense. We start understanding the entire universe, and then we are in awe. Then, all it does, it gives birth to unconditional love in our heart. God is unconditional love. God is love, wisdom, and truth. But we cannot understand wisdom and truth without love. Without unconditional love, life does not make any sense. What the world needs is love. It is love that's going to give birth to light. And light will give birth to peace. Then peace will give birth to joy. Otherwise, the mind becomes restless day and night. It's looking for all kind of things like a monkey. But with that unconditional love, which stops the flow of karma, men find balance. Where there is love, one cannot find the karma. And being able to see God in every teaching, to practice those teachings, all of these sacred teachings, in a class set up with other people from various sources, doing Nam, which is music. And music brings everybody together. Music is the fastest way to merge with God. Music is the fastest way to bring people of all nations, all parts of the world together. Because it's a language that they understand. Why? Because it's a language of the heart. It's not the language of the head. Language of the head creates a lot of troubles. We have to stay away from the head. We have to stay in the heart. This is where all opposites are reconciled.
Wonderful. Yeah, it sounds so healing just to have that orientation of bringing together those sacred words from the different traditions. It feels like right there is a healing move. You know, I'm very interested in this idea that our spiritual practice can be of benefit not just to us as individuals, but also to the world at large. And I'm wondering if you could speak to this and how Nam Yoga can serve the healing of our world, not just individuals, but, you know, we see a lot of pain and suffering in the world.
Yes.
And I think many individuals feel like, what can I do as a simple human being to counter all of the pain that I see out there in the world? How can an approach like Nam Yoga help someone to be of service in that bigger context?
When you do Nam, okay, first of all, when you do Nam, your entire body becomes a blessing to the entire universe, because Nam is sound current, and sound eat darkness. Nam is the power of sound. Sound rule the universe. The entire universe is kept together by the power of the word. And because the world came out of the word, in the beginning was the word. So when you do Nam, you are actually eating up all the darkness in your surrounding. Because Nam is, what it does, sound give birth to light. Sound give birth to light. It what it does, it, when you give birth to light, then you invoke the principle of perfections. But why is it important to, how can we impact the world in a way that is significant? To really, really change the world, we have to change ourselves. To make the world better, we have to make ourselves better. When we really want to help ourselves, which most people want to do, we have to help other people. We have to serve other people. Because when you serve others, then the divine takes care of you. Because the divine or God serve those who serve others. So the end good of spirituality, the end of all spiritual practice should be service. And it's important for us when we understand how interconnected we are, and our life become an extension of kindness, when our life become an extension of unconditional love, we're participating in a peaceful world. It's important for us to go out of our way and to make a difference in other people's life. Because in reality, it doesn't matter how much money a person has. It doesn't matter how powerful a person is. It doesn't matter how famous they are. It doesn't matter how beautiful they look, because all of those things can be lost in a second. What matters is how much of a difference can we make in other people's lives. What matters is how many hearts can we open when it's time for us to end this journey and then go back home. During our last breath, were we able to say, Almighty God, with the breath you've gifted me with, I did all I could to change as many lives as I could. I'm ready to go. So by us going out of our way to serve others, by us going out of our way to make a difference in other people's life, by us starting to think in a way that is healthy, when we think in a way that's healthy, when we feel in a way that's healthy, when we speak in a way that's healthy, when we act in a way that's healthy, and we behave in a way that's healthy, we are helping the world. We are helping the world. And on top of it, when we do Nam and do prayer, simple prayer that says the prayer of love, peace, and light, we're sending vibrations of love, peace, and light in the world. Because everything we say becomes Akashic record. It can never be erased. It will follow us to infinity. It will help the world, but it will follow us to infinity. Yes, the time has come for us to be an extension of the divine and to serve others. This is an age of sacrifice and love. We have to help each other. We have to sacrifice for each other. We have to understand that we have the same fate. We are all in the same boat that is called the earth. We breathe the same breath of life. The divine love is breathing through us. Once we understand that sacredness of life, then it is easy for us to turn this lovely place into a paradise.
Aho. Well said. I know that you have convened these incredible events in Mexico City, these super classes, and I've seen some of the videos of them, and the joy and the power that seems to emanate from those groups is really quite amazing. Wonder if you could speak to those experiences, and I know that you're aiming to have a really huge event later this year. Could you speak to the vision behind those events and what you're hoping to accomplish later this year?
Yes, the purpose of the super classes is to do something positive and good. It is a platform. It's the psychotherapeutic application of divine spiritual wisdom in order to manifest love, peace, and light in the world. When people come together for a good cause, the cause of love, which is the highest vibration on the planet, when people come together for a cause of peace, when people come together for a cause of light, because where there's light, you cannot find any darkness, and when they vibrate the name of the divine, many good things happen in the entire world. When thousands of people come together and do this work, we are impacting the fate of the world, which means we're moving the world from fate to destiny. We're moving the world closer and closer to that age of love that has been projected. So the super classes are doing that humble act, because it is indeed a very humble act, because all I am is a simple and humble instrument of the divine. And I have been blessed in so many ways. I've been blessed with this amazing wisdom, and all I can do is do my little insignificant part in creating a platform to do something good for this world, for all of us. Not for myself, but for all of us. Because there's nothing like serving. So those super classes are doing that, and by the grace of God, we're going to continue to do them, and do them, and do them, and there'll be many more, and many more people, and eventually help our beautiful Earth, Mother Earth.
Wonderful. And I understand this year people can participate online as well as live, so that's another great opportunity to expand. So, Dr. Lavery, I think this would be a good moment now to introduce the meditations we're going to do. This series is really about people having a direct experience of deep inner peace and connecting to the source. So we're delighted to invite you to introduce us to your meditation, and we're going to be doing a couple of different meditations, I would just love for you to introduce the first one for us right now.
Before I introduce the first one, I would like to acknowledge, I'm so grateful for the work that you guys are doing. You're doing such beautiful work. You're such a healing platform for so many. And I'm humbled, and it's such a privilege for me to be part of what you guys are doing, the beautiful work you're doing. So may the divine continue to bless you, and may your work continue to expand indefinitely.
Thank you, Dr. Lavery. I really appreciate that, and it's a joy to be meeting someone like you and to co-create this this platform together. So it's wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm very grateful.
Yes, so I understand we're about to play this first meditation. Is there anything you'd like to say by way of introduction?
I think
the
first meditation is I Am, I Am. I Am, I Am this is the revelation of that Moses got, that he received in the burning bush. It's a very powerful mantra, mantric vibrations. What it does, it connects you to your own spiritual force. He creates inner harmony, protection in every aspect of life. The first I am is our personal reference, and the second is that identity, that self-identity. I am brings out the essence of truth. It opens the heart. I am is like, it behaves like a phone number to the divine. So all you do is to keep on dialing. As you keep dialing, I am, I am, I am, and the phone starts ringing in God's living room, or God's, anyway, he's in his house all over there. It will ring and ring and ring until, you know, he comes and open your heart and manifest himself in your heart so that you can have peace and you'll be happy.
That sounds wonderful. Okay, so let's now go into the meditation and just invite our listeners just to relax and be receptive.
Yeah, it's people have to sit and they can bring both hands on the heart and listen to it, or chant along with it, or fan the heart. You know, one hand just fanning the heart alternately, and it'll get the job done. When you dial God's number, he always answers, because this is his name. When you call him by his name, he shall answer. He always answers.
I am. I am.
Vibration.
It's
yes,
a beautiful
thank
one.
Thank you so much. It is.
Thank you.
Totally changes the field here, doesn't it? So, Dr. Lefrey, would you please introduce our second meditation and explain some of the purpose and intention of this meditation?
Yes, Ad Rosam. It's a very, what it does, what it means is, to the rose, it's ad rosam per crucem, ad crucem per rosam. It means to the rose by the way of the cross, to the cross by the way of the rose. This mantra, what it does, pretty much, the soul, which is usually in the form of a bud in the body, and waiting to blossom, it begin to bloom once you start vibrating this formula into this beautiful rose. And it causes the rose of the spirit to bloom upon the cross of our body so that the lead of our personality may be transmuted into the gold of the spirit. So Ad Rosam Per Crucem is an alchemical formula that help us transform our base metal into gold. And in the process, it opens the heart, which is so, so necessary. By opening the heart, we have a chance to touch that divine light. And then it will blossom through us. And we can embrace the universe and understand the universe. And we can become this beautiful flower. And then our fragrance will uplift our surrounding. We can be a force for good in the universe. We can be a blessing to our family, our loved ones, our community, and to every person that cross our path.
Wonderful. Let's proceed then to enter into this practice.
Arzam Perpuchem Ad crucem per rosam, ad rosam per crucem, al kuchel ferozam arozam al kuchel ferozam arozam al kuchel Arzal, 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 I'm
Thank you.
so deep and so full.
Thank you. I'm very grateful.
And so, Dr. Lefrey, we have one final meditation or prayer that I believe you do as a closing prayer or practice
at the end of your
classes.
Yes.
Would you like
the prayer of love, peace, and light? Is that correct?
Yes.
It is a very powerful prayer. It's a simple prayer, but simplicity is divinity. The prayer of love, peace, and light. By doing it, we're sending out harmonious waves to inspire, you know, all over the world, in order to inspire countless people, you know, to create a platform for love, peace, and light for them. We're gradually transforming the vibration of the earth, as all of us are doing it. It's a daily prayer that makes us one with the divine, and it allow us to accustom ourselves to live within the vibrations of love, peace, and light. It's like surrounding ourselves with a blanket of love, a blanket of peace, and a blanket of light. Love always gives birth to light. Light always gives birth to peace. Peace always gives birth to joy. By doing the prayer of love, peace, and light, with the love aspect, we give birth to light. With the peace, we give birth to joy. And that light kick back to get rid of darkness, because where there is light, you cannot find any darkness. So it's a beautiful prayer to do on a daily basis, after any spiritual practice, or any time that we need to find our center.
Wonderful.
And it's good to be done in hands in prayer pose.
Behind. Love at my left, love at my right. Love above me, love below me. Love in me, love in my surroundings. Love to all, love to the universe. Peace before me, peace behind me. Peace at my left, peace at my right. Peace above me, peace below me. Peace in my surroundings, peace to all, peace to the universe. Light before me, light behind me. Light at my left, light at my right. Light above me, light below me. Light in me, light in my surroundings. Light to all, light to the universe. Love before me. Love behind me. Love at my left. Love at my right. Love above me. Love below me. Love in me. Love in my surroundings. Love to all. Love to the universe. Peace before me. Peace behind me. Peace at my left. Peace at my right. Peace above me. Peace below me. Peace in me. In my surroundings, peace to all, peace to the universe. Light before me, light behind me. Light at my left, light at my right. Light above me, light below me. Light in me, light in my surroundings. Light to all, light to the universe. Love before me. Love behind me. Love at my left. Love at my right. Love above me. Love below me. Love in me. Love in my surroundings. Love to all. Love to the universe. Peace before me. Peace behind me. Peace at my left. Peace at my right. Peace above me. Peace below me. Peace in me. Peace in my surroundings. Peace to all. Peace to the universe. Light before me. Light behind me. light at my left, light at my right, light above me, light below me, light in me, light in my surroundings, light to all, light to the universe.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Lefery, thank you so much for the work that you're doing for our world.
And it's been a privilege, really, to be part of what you guys are doing. May I say a short prayer?
Yes, please.
May you all be blessed at the Shift Network for all the world, the work of peace you are doing. May all your listeners be blessed with love, with wisdom, with truth. May love, faith, and hope unite in all of our art so that we may all become, have the divine be glorified in our soul. So be it, so it is. It is done. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for that, Dr. Lefery. Thank you very much. It's such a joy to have met you and to have you on this program and for the energy that you brought to all of us today. And thanks to all of you for listening. What a beautiful session. Be sure to join us for our next session as we continue to build this diverse global field of peace, building up to Be the Peace on the International Day of Peace, September 21st. Thank you, everyone. Have a great day.
For more information on Nam Yoga, please visit www.namyoga.com. That's NAAMYOGA.com. Or www.rootlight.com. RootlightH.com.
Thank you for joining us for the Summer of Peace, brought to you by the Shift Network. For more information about joining our global community dedicated to helping people awaken to their divine humanity and take inspired action, visit www.theshiftnetwork.com. To learn more about the Summer of Peace and the World Peace Library, visit www.summerofpeace.com. Thank you for sharing this summit with your friends and family. We appreciate your dedicated support.